flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. A rich man was in possession of a very costly watch. But one day, the watch stopped working. He tried all means to set the watch ticking, but to no avail. At last, he took the watch to the watch repairer. The watch mechanic saw the watch, tried to repair it. He used all his skills to the hilt, but could not succeed. He could not meet success. He tried to beat it, to make it up and down, to open, reopen, reattach, dismantle, and everything. At last, exasperated, the watch mechanic talked with the watch. "What is this? Why are you not working? I have tried everything. Still, why don't you listen?" And the watch started speaking. The watch said, "I have been just ticking all the time. And this morning I was just thinking how much I am working. In a minute, I tick for 20, 60 times, and then in an hour, again another 60. And then in 24 hours, 24 by 60 by 60. How much I am working. I am really worried. I will get tired. The burnout will come. I am really scared. I am working all the time without rest. Just ticking, ticking and ticking. So this morning I thought I should rest. And I stopped working. The watch mechanic was a smart guy. He said, "My dear watch, you don't have to tick for 24 hours or 1 hour. Just have tick for 1 second. That's it. Just tick once. And then just repeat next time. And then repeat the third time. And then repeat the fourth time. You just have to repeat. Don't think so much. Just keep on repeating. It's so simple. And without worry, you can do it." And the watch thought, "Oh, really? It is really so simple. Why I was thinking so much? I just have to tick and repeat. Tick and repeat." And the watch started again. The past is the canceled check. The future is hidden, unknown in the womb of time. The only thing you have in your hands is this moment. Now, moments. This moment is aha moment. This moment is the real moment. The past and present are pseudo. Just to be here and now is the cornerstone of spirituality. This beat-to-beat awareness, this moment-to-moment awareness is soul consciousness. The past is gone and past is dead. The future is absolutely unknown, unpredicted. So cut everything that ties you to the past attachments, the past memories, and come and live in this moment. Today's Murli talks about inauguration. And how do you inaugurate? You inaugurate by cutting a ribbon, and the Caesar is kept in a plate which has got flowers. So there are two things. One, becoming the embodiment of virtues. The flower symbolizes virtue. And cutting, this ribbon cutting, symbolizes getting rid of all the bondages. The past, the unnecessary, the excess, the waste. Emotional baggage. And emotional garbage. So Baba saw today those children who are mukta and jivan mukta. Those who are free, those who are liberated. Liberated in life. And Baba saw two types of signs. One is extroversion, another is introversion. Extroversion has got a lot of taste, but it's a subtle bondage. It creates bandhan. While introvert is someone who is immersed in the ocean of love and he spreads that happiness everywhere through his words, thoughts, connections, relationships, vritti and everything. Whilst extroverted personality is someone who will instigate others. He will eat the fruit which is transitory and he will make others eat the same. Not fruit. What? Laddu. And he himself will never experience that peace, that purity, that happiness, that strength. And if at all he experiences, which will be a very, very temporary. So Baba has described two types of personalities, two types of nature, two types of lines. One is extroversion, another is introversion. Extroversion is something that takes you outside. Introversion is something that takes you inside. Both are necessary. You cannot reject extroversion and say it is non-spiritual. And extroversion doesn't mean to get isolated from the world, from the public, and to retire into some solitude and spend time in absolute silence. Baba has talked about balancing introversion and extroversion. Whilst being extroverted, stay introvert. Extroversion will give you praise, but it cannot give you success and it cannot give the revelation of the Father. You need to mingle both. Do seva. Do everything. But at the same time, stay introvert. So it's a very subtle balance of being introvert and at the same time being extrovert. And both are necessary. But dangers or extroversions are very much. They can make you, the extrovert can make you talkative. The extrovert can make you lose the touch with your inner being, your inner self. Extrovert can make you inattentive. Extrovert can make you insensitive to other person's feelings. There is an English book, Quiet. An extremely powerful book. But it explores something else. Because in the Western world, introverts are not liked. They want people to remain extrovert. And there are books written on how to become extrovert. Because people are introvert. And it is considered as a weakness. Both can become weakness. That's why. The most important thing is balance. So the first thing is a reflection journal. Think how much extrovert I remain and how much introvert I remain. There is something called thought audit. 5-minute thought audit. In the evening, you can do your own audit, thought audit, 5 minute. Just sit and think and churn and see. How was the day? Introvert or extrovert? What I was? You can create a virtual garden. Baba said, Bandhan Mukt one who is totally free. Who has cut this bondage of extroversion. He will have flowers on his plate. He will smell it. Fill himself with fragrance and spread that fragrance. You can create a virtual garden. You can do ribbon cutting. You can have creative visualization. So for a moment, just close the eyes and imagine a plate is in front of you filled with flowers. Each flower is a virtue, and the name of the virtue is written on that flower. Think how this flower will help me in my spiritual path. On some flower, it is written tolerance. Red flower. White flower. Peace. Purity. So, flower. You can create a spiritual calendar with three things. One, virtues. Second, free from all the bondages. And third, introversion. These are the 3 points which are discussed in the Murli. Once you become full of divine virtues, automatically you become bondage free. You become liberated. Liberation from extroversion. And Baba said, you need not to halt at the station of Dharmaraj. Non-stop train. The train will not stop at this station of Dharmaraj. So that it means you will not have to suffer from punishments. So from this Murli, there's one important homework or point or task which can be done. And that is how to become introvert. And as I said, introvert doesn't mean just to stop speaking. Introvert doesn't mean to run away. It doesn't mean escapism. It doesn't mean isolation. It doesn't mean to cut yourself off from the mainstream. And one understands introversion and extroversion only by experimenting. Sometimes become stay silent. One of the methods is mon. Second method is meditation. Third method is going in nature. Observing nature, observe the tree, but without analysis. Don't try to analyze. Don't keep on saying this tree is beautiful, then you will find another tree which is not beautiful. You will find a place where you will say, oh, so much fragrance. But then you will find another place filled with bad odor. Observe nature without judgment, without analysis. Just observe. See the moon. The moon rays falling on the lake, the limpid lake, the rippleless lake. See the tree, watch the trees. Another method is detached observership, sakshi, that can make you introvert. Another thing is stop the external validation. I don't do anything because I want praises from others. I don't do anything because I need their approval, their validation. Stop this desire. This desire makes you extrovert. This desire makes you give way to psychophancy. You start flattering others. And one more thing is digital detox that can make you introvert. So this is the Murli about introversion, extroversion, divine virtues. This is the Murli about liberation, ceremony, inauguration, revelation, staying happy, becoming happy. So read it. Reread it. churn it, think about it, create some art, visualize it, create some meditation, multiple things you do, create a mnemonic, write the summary, create main points, sing a song, write a poetry, create a story, explain to an imaginary audience, explain to a small child, summarize it, take out important points, create a question answer series, anything. You have to do something with it, with your diverse different methods. And when you do that, you have to fall in love with this text. You have to fall in love with this melody. You have to fall in love with this song. This is the song Celestial. This is not to be read, but this is to be enjoyed. Murli is not something which causes you burden, but it's a sport and you are Murli athlete. This is a Murli marathon and you are Murli runner. So enjoy the run. Murli is a dance and you are the dancer. Murli is a song and you are the singer. Murli is the lyrics and you are the music. So understand it. Think about it. Enjoy it. Drink it. Get drowned in it. And come out. Become a Murli incarnate. Om Shanti.